years ago, on September the 25th, 1983, Philadelphia lost one of their favorites, Jim O'Brien, in a tragic skydiving accident. But rather than focus on his death, Famous56.com takes a look at Jim's life, the life we remember through WFIL radio. Over the next several minutes, we're going to listen to the good times of Jim O'Brien on Famous 56, along with a few promos, as well as a pre-recorded message from the emergency broadcast system to be played in the event of a national attack on our country. So sit back and relax. Whatever you're listening to, crank it up loud, and let's remember the good times of old Jimbo on Famous 56 WFIL.
Remember. 70.
It's Inauguration Day. Your brand new buddy Jim O'Brien is on the breeze at 10:03 WFIL. Much more music time. Getting it on. But that's much from Chicago. 25 or 6 to 4. I don't care. It's not a thing. Go, ho, ho. At 10:06 WFIL, getting somewhere together time with your brand new buddy Jim O'Brien. And I want to tell you about my stakeout. Because I want you to get in on the goodies here. I got just a whole flock of prime fillets to give away. I mean the 6-ounce variety, boxes and boxes of them. And that's what this stakeout doodad is all about. After the send-off that Dr. Don gave me this morning, they felt I needed something to rescue myself. Send me your name and address on a postcard to Jim O'Brien. Stakeout, WFIL Philly, 19131. I'll start drawing for winners on Monday morning. Yes, Steedy, get your card in the mail right away.
Get some together.
Jim O'Brien has brought some rain to the Delaware Valley today and tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon thundershower tonight. Continuing chance of thunderstorms. A high of 88. Right now it's a muggy 77 in Philadelphia. Hey, listen, the weather may be a little gray, but I'm going to put some on your day now. Yay! Aretha Franklin from the Boss 30 at WFIL with Jumpin' Jim O'Brien at 10:11. Did you ever hear of a sandwich?
Drop hard, Jonathan.
Now, did you ever hear of a sandwich this fuckle? Did you ever eat a Gino Giant? Two all-beef hamburgers, melted cheese, lettuce, and gourmet sauce on a sesame seed bun. Now that's sparkle, my friend.
Everybody goes to Gino's. Gino's is the place you go. Gino's is the place to go.
And on Sunday, August 23rd, at the Columban Fathers Grounds, routes 352 and 202, Westchester, PA. Admission is free and everybody's welcome. They're performing a Perky Omen. Huh? Perky Omen? I asked about that and then I blew it, but I got it. A Perky Omen Valley Kennel Club will hold its 22nd annual dog show and obedience trials on Sunday, August 23rd, starting at 9 a.m. and continuing all day at the Chucker Valley Polo Grounds, routes 663 and 73 in Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania. Well, listen, when I start blowing it, man, I go all the way. I don't mess around. WFIL, Jim O'Brien. My first day on the breeze with you and the bread. Say it like it is, children.
1973.
Tony Bruno, WFIL News.
Jim O'Brien, WFIL Music.
Your love.
Me, mama. 1967 solid gold with our $1 million weekend ripping and roaring. It's Jackie Wilson and Jim O'Brien. It's 7:52, 8 before 8 o'clock. Now listen, folks, the number is 2638900. Area code 215-2638900. You can name it and claim it because it definitely is not only on the top 30, it's soon going to be top 10 by Olivia.
Wherever you go.
And the Wawa Gang, and let me be there at 7:56. 4 until 8 o'clock with Jim O'Brien. Congratulations, Bub Beyer, for winning that song by naming it and claiming it. Increasing clouds through today. Chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. Now 32 degrees. This is Mosi Dadas and Eres Tu.
Una promesa, eres tú, eres tú.
We'll be right back.
Podno. Yes, indeed, at 8:02, 2 minutes after 8 o'clock at WFIL. I'm going to talk now and give you the phone number, 263-8900, area code 215. You can name it. You can claim it. Do it to it now.
A boy's born.
WFIL working out in the city with Stevie at 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock with Jim O'Brien. Congratulations, Roseanne White of North Hancock Street, who named it and claimed it at 263-8900 and wins the whole thing. All right, listen, we've got details for you now, folks, because this goes on all weekend long, so listen very closely. Pencils and papers ready, please.
Here's something to scream about.
Philadelphia, 19131.
Okay, Faust Photographers is a sponsor of Bridal Fair, one among many. You may pick up your invitation at the Faust Studios, 92 South Lansdowne Avenue in lovely Lansdowne, PA. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning time.
W-F-I-L.
W-F-I-L. And Mockingbird, it's Carly Simon and her hubby there, what the heck is his name? James Taylor, how could I possibly... John Raskus knows all about it over in Camden. He gave me the title on the Name It and Claim It game and wins himself a record. Had a way to go, Big John. It's Jim O'Brien at 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock right now.
Beat the energy crisis with the High Energy LP. It's oldies LP, all hit music.
Get them at 7-Eleven stores, all Woolworth and Woolco stores, and now available on 8-track stereo tapes and cassettes.
Millie, would I lie to my best friend?
The softness of natural coconut conditioner.
Minutes after 8 o'clock. Looks pretty good outside right now, but the official word calls for increasing clouds through the day. Then tonight, a possibility of rain, and that continues right on through tomorrow. There's been a possibility of rain for the last 3 weeks, it seems like, huh? 32 degrees, a high in the 40s later on. And these are the four tops.
There's not a street that you can walk.
By Al News.
Jim O'Brien, WFIL Music. Giving away them top 30 records with Jim O'Brien at 8:24, 24 after 8 at WFIL. Area code 215-263-8900. If you can name it, you can claim it. Redbone and Come and Get Your Love. That's what Brett First of Norristown called it, and he wins it at 8:26. 26 minutes after 8 o'clock, nonstop music rolling to WFIL. And Jim O'Brien has got the weather word. Looks pretty good right now, but increasing clouds through the day and a possibility of some rain tonight and tomorrow. Same old song. 32 degrees right now, high in the 40s later.
1976.
56 forecast.
I'll have the weather in just a second, but I just want to remind you, in just a minute or two, Jim is going to make that announcement about leaving. Jim, are you there? Jim? Oh, my goodness. I guess it happened already. Holy smoke. This morning, rain tapering off to an occasional shower. This afternoon through Friday, variable cloudiness. The high today, 59. WFIL, man, when he moves, he moves. WFIL, temperature 47. Alan Stone, feeling very alone. WFIL News.
Jim O'Brien, WFIL Music. And WFIL Tyrone Davis, Turning Back the Hands of Time. It's 8:56, 4 minutes before 9 o'clock with Jim O'Brien. Weather picture, flash flood watch canceled, rain tapering off, maybe a few cracks in the goo this afternoon. Now 47 degrees, a high, which could zoom up, but it's forecast in the 60s later on today.
And it's available in all A&B stores.
I have enjoyed my stay here at WFIL greatly, and after approximately 5.5 years here, I went into the general manager's office yesterday to have a private discussion. Little known to me, that private discussion would become a very public matter. And all of a sudden, I began to hear this announcement on the radio. And so I would direct this statement to Mr. Jim DeCaro, our general manager here at WFIL. I am leaving the station as of this moment. I'm going upstairs to do Dialing for Dollars and Action News, and unless I get clobbered by some little old lady with her umbrella, Mr. DeCaro, I'll be back tomorrow, April Fool!
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning. Attack warning means that an actual attack against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken. This is an emergency action notification. All broadcast stations shall broadcast emergency action notification message number 2, red card.
WFIL.
Mr. D's Baffa's Restaurant, Ashland and Jefferson Streets in Belmont Hills for an early or late snack.
Oh, goddamn fuck!
Oh!
This weekend, WFIL salutes superstars Barry Manilow and Elton John. All weekend long, we'll be playing the greatest hits of both these fantastic artists, give you an opportunity to win their albums, and some lucky winner will collect $560 in cash. All you have to do to be eligible to win is count the number of Barry Manilow and Elton John records heard on WFIL between 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. today. Then at 7:10 Monday morning, Don Cannon will ask you to call with your total. If you're the selected caller, you'll win $560 in cash. It's another winning weekend on
WFIL 1977.
WFIL.
Oh, hello, testing 1, 2, hello. We're on 6:04, 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. Your partner Jim O'Brien here. 40 people have won their way to Walt Disney World, and before the morning is over, we'll probably have another chance for you to win, too. Or that may be this afternoon before it comes. Anyway, stay with us all day long. Your chance for a shot at Walt Disney World can't be that far away. A lot of clouds this morning. Occasional light snow is in the forecast, at least the possibility of it. They expect no accumulations as of this moment, anyway. Right now, 15 degrees, a high in the middle 30s after a while. And this is Cherche LaFemme, Dr. Bouzard, and the gang. If you're ready, go ahead. I don't know where the heck I'm at here. Go ahead. Cherche LaFemme, and good morning to you, too, at 6:07. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, Heidi Ho from Jim O'Brien getting off to a technical difficulty-ridden start here. How you coming there, Stevie? Let's shake him up. Let's shake him up and tell him that, you know, that we're winding up the big rubber band in the basement, folks. We're going to see if that will help. We may not be on the air much longer.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Jim
O'Brien.
You sneaky devil, you.
WFIL.
Well, it's 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning, 15 degrees. Yes, it is still super frigid on the outside, but a high this afternoon somewhere in the middle 30s as we get that continuing slow, moderating trend. A lot of clouds today, chance of the occasional snow flurry or even some light accumulation.
You've got a cute way of talking.
The boy feels like dancing. WFIL, Leo's here at 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. He's got a thing going for himself at 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, doesn't he? Well, settled for a 2-2 tie last night with the Blackhawks on Chicago ice. Jim Watson got a 45-foot slap shot in the final period to earn the standoff for us. The New York Islanders, meanwhile, pounded Colorado 7-1. So the upshot of all this is the Flyers and Islanders are now tied for first place in the Patrick Division with exactly 65 points apiece. That's the way it works in the Patrick Division this morning, with the Flyers and Islanders absolutely deadlocked. And we're in for a dogfight the rest of the way, my friend. The 7th Annual Bridal Fair. WFIL's Bridal Fair, coming March 26th and 27th to the beautiful Valley Forge Music Fair. WFIL with Engelbert, and a good morning to you with After the Lovin' at 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock from Jim O'Brien. It's a yearly occasion over at the Lincoln High School Drama Department where they put together a super show, and this year, under the direction again of Tom Quinlan, they have chosen the Broadway musical The Boyfriend, and this is going to be presented January 27th, 28th, and 29th, which, according to my calculation, will be later this week. Curtain time, 8 p.m. at Lincoln High School, The Boyfriend by Sandy Wilson. Broadway musical directed by Tom Quinlan. And thank you, Tom, super drama coach over there, for letting me know about this. We'll plug it for you several times this week.
1979.
Hit that booger.
Whiskey. still the one.
Still the one for big stars, the all-new Merv Griffin Show. And Merv's lets the ladies takes over. Let's see, Shelley Winter's going to be there to talk about her latest film, Pete's Dragon, if you're ready for that. That very funny singing actress, Marilyn Sokol, will be there. And former Miss World and concubine to the stars, Marjorie Wallace, will be there too, today at 4 on Channel 6.
You're still having fun, Channel 6 is the one.
It's 20 to 2 o'clock, if anyone cares. The temperature is 33 in Windsor, about 24, and you know what that means. Got a lot of snow drifting around, blowing around. You know, Jim, I was just thinking, this is we haven't worked together for a while, but this is kind of like, you know, the mood with the snow and everybody working extended shifts, and it's like one of those old marathons we used to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, too. That's why I wanted to come down and say hi, you know, and get into the thing. And
You are into it now.
Now
we want an explanation about what happened with that storm. What did it do? I mean,
the problem is as we try to explain often, is that you're talking about a storm that's 1,000 miles away, you know, and so with the things down in Georgia and the Gulf of Mexico and beginning to throw snow over us because of its circulation being as big as it was, and the fact of the matter was, as late as, 5:15 is the afternoon time that I call AccuWeather. Last night they were talking about the changeover to rain occurring along the Virginia coast and, you know, down from us to the south a little bit, and they didn't see how it could miss. But the fact of the matter was the air just stayed a little bit too cold for the changeover to completely make it from snow to rain. And so, bam, I got home in the middle of the night last night, and I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for that.
I watched till about 4 o'clock, too.
It was 1 when I gave up, and I said, I couldn't believe it. It's just incredible. And, you know, we had some statistics from the U.S. Weather Service a while ago, which is the official record keeper. This is the worst storm here, snow depth-wise, in 66.
Yeah, I remember that. I think it was like a New Year's Eve, I believe.
Got over a foot then.
Yeah.
We could wind up with around a foot here officially now. I think it was over 11 inches at the airport. And, of course, the drifts from that are incredible.
Well, they say some of the drifting in down to the southwest of us in Chester County, Delaware County, some of those are
some of the open areas.
Humongous.
We got winds.
It would be
that's
Texas,
a good one. That's a good
thank
one.
Thank you.
Gargantuan. Yeah.
No, humongous sounds like Texas to me.
I tell you what, the winds are 45 miles an hour. See, so you're talking about if this kind of wind was blowing, you know, you'd be calling that a storm. Mm-hmm. In itself. So you got the snow out there and the wind, too.
They don't use the term blizzard anymore, do they?
They were saying today on stuff that was coming off the wire, almost blizzard conditions.
I kept saying,
if it's almost, I don't want to see one of those things. You know?
Well, there are three things involved there, the snow, the wind, and the temperature. I imagine the temperature isn't cold enough for it to be termed.
Right, because
I'm probably amazing you with my knowledge of meteorology.
Not at all, because I want to tell you, the smartest people in the world are the folks who used to work on rock and roll radio stations that have mellowed out. Those are the smart ones.
Well, you know, I went to school with your friend Joel Myers.
He mentions you often. He
invented AccuWeather. No, we worked on the college radio.
Yeah.
We worked up there at Penn State together.
Well, you look a lot alike.
Right. What are we going to do here?
I don't know.
We'll play some music and make one of those telephone calls.
Oh, boy.
The jackpot is $1,221. Got to let O'Brien do the telephone call.
He's
an expert at that. You probably did a number of them already today.
A couple of phone calls a day.
It's basically the same type of game.
Where did y'all get the idea for this?
Yeah, some guy was watching television one day. But we don't have to go three from the bottom or two from the top.
Keep it simple.
We just open up the magic envelope here and make a call, which we'll do. $1,221 in the jackpot, and we'll make the big money call. And, well, you could be talking to Jim O'Brien. I believe he'll do it for you. Barry Manilow, this one's for you. 144, 16 till 2 o'clock here on Philadelphia 56.
This one'll never sell.
1981.
You're playing now.
WFIL with Jim O'Brien. It's All Right, Baby. 1966 Solid Gold. $1 million music with 50 degrees outside. It could hardly be better. And we often used to refer to that whole thing about driving around and listening to your music with the radio really turned up, you know, with the speakers in the back and the whole... I used to put little echo chambers in cars back then. That back then being the early 60s and late 50s and what have you. But wherever you are on this lovely afternoon, I hope you're having a chance to sort of reminisce with us because the songs do bring back the good memories. And that's what Million Dollar Weekends used to be all about. Praise the Lord, they're back.
If somebody tells you they've got a plan to improve the public schools, paid for by the Board of Education of Winslow Township.
56.
Well, the Million Dollar Music doesn't all come from the middle 60s. A lot of it comes from the late 50s and even the early 60s, where a little fella by the name of Jimmy Ellidge sang a song that'll stick in my mind always as one of the great Million Dollar Tunes at WFIO. Jimbo.
Slips away.
Yeah, not your household name there, WFIO, but Jimmy Ellidge was the fella's name who sang Funny How Time Slips Away. And as a matter of fact, that particular song brings back a very special memory to me because that's the last song that I played, as I said, so long on WFIO radio back in April of 1977. It's hard to believe that almost 4 years have passed since I set my little tushy down in this area. But nevertheless, that's how fast time slips away, my friends. And that's what Million Dollar Weekends are all about, because they bring back the good memories. And all my memories of this station are very, very good. Thanks to music like this by Motown. They used to rule the roost with Supremes and Nathan Jones. Used to love it all. Diana Ross, come on.
Jim was special because as much as he took from life, he gave back much more. Jim, we will miss you more than you could ever know.
Famous56.com.